number one.
Gabe
is running the board.
It's Gabe. We love Gabe.
GT.
Ooh. Gabriel Thomas.
I can't wait until I can move out.
Chenzo on that one at 15. Chenzo. Mickey.
Welcome back to the family podcast, Sophie. Everyone. My name is Sophia, and I love taking long, hot showers.
Okay, can we restart that? Let's go back to the front.
So
start that all over again, please.
God.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I can testify to the fact that she does.
And mom and
They're
dad
annoying.
Are paying for those long hot showers every day.
Thank you.
Yes, water is cheap, but boy.
Yeah.
I think the other day it was at least a half an hour shower. There's no way you have hot water that whole time.
I do.
And like,
the
what
whole
you,
time. And like, we have hot water for days. I'm not kidding.
What do you do in the shower for that long?
I just usually just sit there and I just take it all in.
Why do you ask things like that?
Well, because and when I shave my legs, I'm very
okay.
I'm just like I'm OCD about
TMI.
I don't have any hair on my body.
We're gonna restart the family podcast in about 30 seconds, folks. Matthew is not here with us. He would be very upset that we were talking like this, just like Gabe is, but he's remaining silent. Matthew is where?
He's
Rhode
in
Island?
Providence, Rhode Island.
Yes, visiting Haley's brother goes to Providence.
All right, so he gets to go everywhere. We have to stay home all the time.
They went to a basketball game yesterday. It looked like they were having a lot of fun.
Yep.
And then today he just said they're going to be hopping around Providence. What is it, about like an hour?
I think it's 45. No, I think it's 45 minutes from Boston.
Oh, why did I think our drive from Providence?
Well, it probably takes long. You
traffic.
Know, with traffic,
yeah.
You never
yeah,
know.
Yeah, it was like, it wasn't a long car ride, but it was like, all right, we can get out now.
But I think without traffic, it's about a 45-minute drive.
And we had threatened to go out to visit him.
Yeah.
Just for the night for a couple of days. And we were making plans online to go. We're almost ready to hit the trigger. And what you called him and said?
No, I sent him a text. I said, "What are you doing for dinner Saturday night?" And he was like, "Well, I'm going to be in Providence." Like, well, we were going to be in Boston, but I guess not now.
I was excited to have the weekend to myself.
Oh, see,
but it didn't happen. Yeah, me and all my friends.
But Matthew was nice enough to say, "I'm not going to be there, but you can stay at my place. There's a blow-up mattress." And
well, I don't think he said that. He said that for the future. I said I was looking online, and hotel rooms were super cheap out in Boston this weekend, so we're going to come out. No, Boston is super expensive, so I thought that maybe there was nothing going on at all the colleges, so the rooms were super reasonable. So I was going to get a hotel room instead of staying with Matthew, and we were potentially going to have four people going. And he was like, "No, we just moved the kitchen table and put up the blow-up mattress." I'm like, "Oh, okay. Gabby, you're sleeping in the kitchen."
Aunt boy.
Right. So Matthew's out today. He's doing stuff. And we'll miss him, but I think we'll mosey on. We are a bunch of giddy people today. We went out to breakfast before the podcast at the Buttered Tin in downtown St. Paul.
Check out our social media.
It was...
It was
fantastic.
Beyond divine.
If you haven't been to the Buttered Tin, go. You can be gay or straight. It's a great place to go.
That is the weirdest thing to ever say on earth. Purple, green, you can be.
Right, you can be whatever you
whatever
want.
Whatever you
it's
want to be to go to this restaurant.
Craziness is what it is. It's nutty and crazy, you know.
You.
I just told my.
It's
so
a very hip
up.
Happening place. And
I just told my brother about it. He had never heard of it before.
The Buttered Tin does have a fantastic menu, and it's a little offbeat. You don't have to, you know, it's not just, you're not going to get two eggs over easy. They've got specific things. And
I actually think Gabe literally got two eggs over easy.
I did. That's exactly what I got.
You got Bananas Foster.
Yeah, and I also got two eggs
over easy.
Okay, then.
It's not foo-foo, but it's...
Yeah, I had crab cakes Benedict.
It's a little bit more foo-foo-y.
It's hip. Yeah. I had something I would never get as a breakfast. It was the special was loaded hash browns with chicken. And when I go to breakfast, I want bacon, sausage, or ham. And I will tell you that it was fantastic.
That was a big step out of the box for you.
Yeah, appreciate that. And there's, yeah. their their salad rivals. What's the other place that has a great salad?
Rustica Bakery. You
Rustica forgot? Bakery. Oh my gosh, Rustica, my buddy, that wonderful place to go and have breakfast.
So good.
Rustica Bakery is a great breakfast place, and I highly recommend that because you can walk out of there with cookies. But they are Buttertinned has a second place to Rustica Bakery on their salad. And
I
their
think
dressing.
They're both really good. And who would have ever thought? I never knew I liked to have a salad with vinaigrette for breakfast.
Agreed. It's got to be blue cheese for me, but that opened my eyes.
I'm
Rustica
not
opened
here
my
for
eyes.
It.
And
Sorry.
It's a great way to get in your greens for the day, too.
Well, right, because they're not, and they're not cooked, so it's fresh greens, very healthy.
All
Fun,
right.
Who would, we have an FBN? Funny body noise?
Yeah, that was weird.
Body it was like a bubble
gurgle.
Maybe it was me.
No, it was me. I just took a drink.
I was like, I didn't feel
and
it.
Just, it happened to be when like it was quiet and it just. It's almost like we took shots this morning
FBN?
Or something.
Yeah, I don't
funny
know.
Funny body noise.
FBN, funny body noise. Hmm. I've done those on Garage Logic many a years. Who made that funny body noise?
Yeah, and unfortunately, you like tape them and replay them. Yeah. So
those are toots, not funny body noises.
I'm sad for you.
So
yeah,
gross.
That's okay. I told you we're giddy. So if you have stuck with us, you're listening to Table Talk with Rookie's Family, a family of six people that is fully dysfunctional, but we all love each other in the end, and we have a lot of fun. So if you're listening for the first time, please tell others. If you're listening for the 12th time, please tell many others.
We have some fun news.
Yes, we do.
What do we have?
We're going to be broadcasting from the auto show.
Live!
Woo!
Live!
Careful what you wish for. I've been in radio 28 years. Be careful what you wish for, people. Yes, we are excited about that.
Celebrities!
The Twin Cities Auto Show is a staple at the Minneapolis Convention Center annually, and pairing with Niemer Figure and the people at the Twin Cities Auto Show, they wondered if we would like to bring our podcast to do a live recording on Sunday, March 15th. Time to be determined, so stick to social media for the exact timing. But the auto show is something that we, regardless of whether we'd be doing the podcast there or not, we love the auto show, and we have not missed it every single year. Members of the family, whether it's all six of us or several of us, go down there, hop in a car, look at the luxury line, take the Jeep tour.
I honestly think I missed it 1 year because I was actually I was on spring break that year, and I was sad to miss it because, like, it's something that we do every year, and we're like dorky about it. After we were like, well, which car is your realistic car? Which is your reach car?
Which is your lottery car?
Yeah, we go way too in deep.
Well, isn't that fun, McLaren? Oh my gosh.
And now it's going to be very interesting for Gabriel to go to the auto show this year, because when you hop in the front seat of a car and you're at the in the cockpit, you're going to be Gabriel right now is taking driver's training at school.
Driver's training. That's what they call it nowadays.
Is that what it's called?
Driver's Ed.
Driver's Ed, okay. And he will be done and be getting his permit soon, so he will be hitting the road. So he'll be seeing the auto show from a completely different perspective this year.
I guarantee it's going to be the same perspective I've ever looked at it.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of things going on in your life right now that, 15, you're blossoming,
You know, I don't think it's going to change.
You're blossoming, young man.
With little breast buds.
Oh, my God.
What the? I think we need to start over this podcast is what's going on. So anyway, watch for that on social media. It will be Sunday, March 15th.
Yes.
We don't know the specific time. It could be a complete train wreck if I'm in charge of all of the electronics and how we do this, because we've
don't
never done this.
Start saying that. Do
but
not
we're
start
very
saying
happy
that.
To be even asked, and we're very excited. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yes, I will keep you updated on that via social media. And there are going to be some exciting things that come along with that. So really be on the lookout.
So right now, right on your calendar, Sunday, March 15th, Table Talk at TC Auto Show.
Hanging out with local celebrities.
Yes, you should give Twin Cities Auto Show a follow on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, wherever they are as well. They're hardworking people behind the scenes, and they put on a great show, and it's a lot of fun to go see those brand new cars. When you go sit in a car and sit behind the driver's wheel and go, okay, this feels comfortable. I mean, they all feel comfortable. There's nothing.
No,
there's
they don't. I disagree.
Really?
Yes.
Of course, mom is like, no, they don't.
You
My
like
back
some
hurts.
Cars more than other cars. You don't have to pretend to love every single car.
No.
Okay, that's true. I will say.
That's not the point of the auto show. The point of the auto show is to go there and see them all and find the one you like the best.
What's your fantasy car right now?
No, I'm not playing that.
We're
till
not
after
doing
we go to
that
the
yet.
We'll do a preview, then you can do one after.
No,
I know what it is.
No,
I know you're
it.
Most comfortable.
I do what?
Infinity.
Yeah, I like that. But if I could, my dream car would be not at the auto show.
Okay.
What would that car be?
Everyone be quiet.
It's not at the auto show.
Grand Wagoneer, vintage.
Oh, she's going
white.
Old school. Do you hear that, Jeep
I'm
people?
I'm old fool.
I would
you're
go.
So cool.
My car.
McLaren, you're not cool.
A Jaguar. No matter what, I would just, it doesn't matter.
And
I want the Jaguar since
the
I was a kid in grade school.
I do want to say, if you are planning to come meet us and watch our podcasting show, discounted tickets to the auto show can be found at TwinCitiesAutoShow.com. You get $2 off the box ticket price of $12. So if you buy at the door, it's $12. If you buy online, it's $10. They do have social media, and you can use their social media hashtag TwinCitiesAutoShow. Or at TC Auto Show.
So if you buy regular tickets, they're $12. If you buy online
before.
And you tell them the Table Talk rookie discount, it's only $10. So
exactly.
There's no code you need to use. You just let them know that you heard it on the Table Talk podcast.
Exactly.
All right. Week in review. Any week in review for anybody? Anything special happened this week? Or was it just normal?
It was the Girls' State Hockey Tournament. And...
Oh.
We got Brack as a championship
yeah.
winner, and Andover, which beat out Edina, so that was huge.
That was rather spirited in our household between two people who were very happy that Edina lost.
It wasn't that I was happy that Edina lost, because Edina is a great team, and a buddy of mine, Tommy Chorsky's got a daughter that plays for Edina.
Yep.
I was happy to see a fresh team
you
get that taste.
You're right. That's, no.
No, I was happier that Andover won, because they get that. Those girls were good workers and they worked hard. Edina, I am happy with their success. And it's always easy to hate Edina. I don't hate Edina, but they've had success, and I'm glad of their past success. But I'm also happy for Andover. Now they got something to talk about, and those young girls that are in their program have something to look forward to, like the Edina girls have had, you know, their whole lives as well. So it's and Edina lost with class.
And this was the first time for Andover boys and girls to have a representative in the tournament. So that was really cool.
Yes, and the way you lose is more important than the way you win. And I thought the Edina girls had composure and held themselves well in taking that loss, because they wanted it just as bad as the Andover girls. And damn, hockey is fun to watch. High school hockey, boys and girls. You know, girls, it's not ice ringette. That's the real deal. And it's just so much fun to watch those gals. And,
but I feel like mom was not vibing on the game.
Oh, okay, McLaren.
You're right.
I did not like them yelling, but I feel like you made it clear multiple times that you did not want to watch the hockey.
Well,
race.
I didn't have a horse in the race, so I just really didn't care.
Okay, switching gears.
Other
then.
Than I love girls hockey, I do say that, and I watched.
And
I
the our alternative to watch was a new show that we have learned of, folks. Right, I can. It's unbelievable. Gabe, what's the name of the show called?
Impractical Jokers.
Yeah, Gabe hasn't even watched it.
You haven't watched it?
No, I asked
The only
them.
Time I've watched it is the other day. I told him about it.
Oh, for listeners, it is the funniest. It's on True TV. You just have to Google it or watch it online. This is from 2011 when this thing first started.
We don't watch it online. And
if you have Xfinity, it's on demand.
And it is four friends. It's equivalent to a candid camera versus bloopers and practical jokes. But they go a step ahead. One guy has got to do something. He might be at White Castle working the counter, and the three others have microphones in his head saying, tell this person to go do 25 push-ups. And it's, if you don't do it, you lose, and whoever loses at the end of the show must do something that is very embarrassing.
And it's not a good, like, family show. It's definitely older. Like, it's inappropriate. You don't, yes, don't watch it with your kids, like young kids, high school and older. But it is hilarious.
But they don't swear in it, though.
No, but
it's not.
But their topics,
yes,
you don't watch.
Right. I'm just saying, though, yeah, it's not going to be vulgar language.
It's not for elementary school kids. Right. Right.
You think it is, McCoy?
You guys, it's some of the things they say on there, well, I would not watch.
Yeah, some, yeah.
It's not like bad language, but some of the concepts on there, like, I'm thinking right now, I'm
a
not
feminine hygiene project or product or something
than
like
that.
Project.
No, I would not watch
okay.
it. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're yeah. right. Well, and the other pieces, there's a movie out that is out right now called Impractical Jokers. And I mean, we don't go to movies, but I really kind of want to go see this because I think it'd be
it.
Hilarious. It's the hardest I have laughed at television in I don't know how long.
And I usually do not like comedy. Like, I hate The Office. I don't like comedy. This has me literally every episode laughing until I'm crying because it's so stupid funny. You're like, this is so dumb, but it's so funny.
Out loud. To get you to laugh out loud at something, Mom, is extremely difficult. They have to be talented. No, when you're watching a show. When you're watching a show,
yeah,
you, American Pie or whatever it was, you American Wedding or whatever it was, you laughed out loud. A couple
pie.
Other things.
No.
I can remember on
okay,
a,
we
on
don't
a,
need to go over yeah, what Mom
right.
has laughed
exactly.
at.
Here's
well,
what I'm thinking. It doesn't matter, and you're like... You're like someone that we know, that I know everybody in this room knows who I'm talking about. And let's get on with our articles.
Gabe, do you want to name?
No, I'm okay. not going to name who it is.
Let's name it. All right.
Name it.
So anyway, that's the
name
last two. The new show we were watching, the hockey tournament. Let's go.
Tin.
Yeah.
Butter tin. Let's
go. McLaren, you are up.
Oh, I was like, what did I do?
What up, G?
So my article is about a Belgian thrift store that finds an album full of this woman and, like, huge celebrities. So,
oh, I know this story.
Yeah, this thrift store had received this album, and usually they just take the pictures out inside the album.
A photo album.
Okay.
And usually they'll just take the photos out and throw them away, they said, because they don't care about the photos.
Right.
But they're going through this photo album, and it's a lady, and she's pictured with Tom Cruise, Angelina Jolie, Harrison Ford, The Rock, and all these celebrities. And they were kind of like, this is really weird.
Right.
So instead of taking the photos out and throwing them away, they decided to put it on social media to try to find who this lady was and why did somebody get rid of this, because it's big name celebrities. So they found it, and it led to a woman who is Maria Soinas-Lager, and she was a former member of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. She died in 2016.
Mm.
And they ended up being able to find her daughter in California, and they sent her the album. But they have no idea how it got to Belgium, and then how it got in the thrift store.
Okay.
But the album is now back with the lady's daughter.
Wow, that's a young Tom Hanks.
Yeah, Bruce Willis, Johnny Depp, Drew Barrymore. I mean, like, they're huge celebrities, and they were like, "This is weird." So.
That's very cool.
Yeah, that's very cool.
No,
you.
I think that's charming.
All right, yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Gabe, what do you think about that?
I love it.
At least you didn't say good. Gabe, how was school?
Good.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. How was dinner?
Hey,
good.
It gets it done. It was good.
All right, what do you got, Gabe?
I'm not up right now.
I was supposed to be going.
All right, Fifi.
This
you
is going to be
in
interesting.
For a
treat. She's been working hard on this, people.
I
like 7 years.
I'm talking about the law of attraction. Okay. Hmm. I'm going to start off with talking about Jim Carrey and how he used the law of attraction.
I like Oreos.
So in 1985, Jim Carrey wrote himself a check for $10 million and dated it for 10 years in the future, which was Thanksgiving 1995, and kept it in his wallet. And then just before Thanksgiving, he found out that he was going to make $10 million for Dumb and Dumber. Mm. And you ask, how did he do it?
The law of attraction.
The law. That was scary, yes. But I liked it. Yeah. Okay, so basically what the law of attraction is everything around us is constantly in motion and has energy, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yes.
So now, can you explain that theory to me, actually?
Basically, what you want to do is match your energy with what you want your energy to be, if that makes sense.
Project. That doesn't make sense.
Project.
Match your energy to what you want your energy to be?
Yes.
Isn't it just like, oh, my energy is this?
You kind of want to think of it like this way. So when you buy something, you buy it because of the way that it's going to make you feel, if that makes sense.
No, I don't. That's a lie.
Because you're thinking about how your energy is going to be once you buy that thing.
So if you buy a killer jacket, you know that when you wear that, it's going to give you a
hype.
A confidence.
I feel that.
I have a prime example of the opposite of that.
All right, what is it?
I don't buy stocks to make me feel good.
Oh, God.
That doesn't make me feel good doing it.
You're buying, you do research.
I do it to make money.
You buy,
which makes you feel good.
You do research and you buy stocks.
But the money makes me feel good. The stock doesn't.
I actually think it's the exact, what Sophia is saying is exactly what you're talking about. You are choosing that stock and projecting in your mind that that's going to be a winner. I'm going to win with, you know, this 3M stock. I'm just not saying 3M, mm-hmm. but.
Yeah.
You have set that in motion.
Yeah, you like identify, imagine, and then you execute.
And your your appreciation or your, I guess it's a high.
Also,
your high in the thrill of the fight, doing your research and reading proxies and so forth, which is incredibly boring to find out what that company's going to do. That's your research is your reward, and then your success it doubles your reward.
Yep, keep going.
Yeah, so basically the whole thing of this is matching your energy with what you want, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Which is actually interesting because while I was reading this, you know how when people say like, oh, I don't vibe with them?
Yeah.
The meaning behind that is your vibrations don't match.
Okay.
So that's why you don't vibe with them, because your vibrations are on total different levels. And that's where that comes from when you say, oh, I don't vibe with them.
Okay, now you're losing me with that. That seems just like someone said that and it's BS.
You're not in unison. If you don't vibe with them, you're not.
Yeah, but think about vibrations.
Think about when you're very happy.
It's not literal vibrations.
Mom is very sad and gloomy and doopy. Your vibrations are not going to match up because you're up here and she's down here.
And you're not going to want to be with me.
You're not going to want to be by her. You're going to want to go
find... Yeah, but there's no
vibrations.
You're going to want
to go find people that have your same vibrations. And Emma, your friend, that's like, let's go out. And you're like, yeah, I'm in a great mood. Let's go out because your vibrations are matching.
I understand.
I don't know. I just thought it was a cool thing to research about. Because it's better when you research about it yourself. But I just wanted to throw it out there.
So what you're saying is the... $1 million IOU that I dropped in the nativity offertory last night is I'm eventually going to be able to give them $1 million. Even though I wrote in there, IOU $1 million. Gabe can verify that.
Wanted to attract that to yourself?
All right. Give me 10 years nativity and I'll do it.
Yeah, but you actually won't because you're not going to practice this. I already know it.
You're sending me
some bad vibes right now.
Yeah, wow.
Can you verify, Gabe?
It wasn't for nativity, it was for the Catholic appeal.
That was for Catholic appeal, so it wasn't specifically for nativity. Gabe, what did that say on there?
I owe you $1 million.
Okay,
said that.
And then I put it in the collection basket. Okay. I just wanted verification. I didn't put my name on it.
That is the naughtiest thing
ever. It's okay.
It's a sin.
It's okay, because...
Here goes Gabe's theory.
What?
The naughtiest thing is signing up Tom Engel, my buddy, for county fair work.
I'm talking about he'll have people that will donate to the school where I'm sure it will be over $1 million.
Right, and I'll take credit for it. That was me.
So it's like we'll just pay back what dad has debted to the school.
Do you think that's a sin that I did that?
No, I don't.
I do not think it's a good thing to have done.
I don't think it's a sin at all.
Because they're all opening those envelopes and then they see that.
Father Hipwell's going like, what up?
I don't think Father Hipwell sees it. Again, it's not for Nintendo. Someone,
Archbishop Hebb does. Going, yes. What's up?
Yeah.
What's up, Bernie?
That and he's so sweet.
He is. I love the guy. He's the nicest guy. I will say, I didn't know Archbishop Roach. I didn't know Archbishop, what was it, Nienstedt? I knew Archbishop Harry Flynn, who was a really nice guy. And Archbishop Hebda, who I've met on several occasions, is really nice know, off the air or whatever it is.
It really, no one cares what you think about the Archbishop right now.
I might. You know, I am intrigued.
So, Sophia, let's keep going.
You
want to
get
going.
That private tour of the, you know, cathedral.
I don't have any...
One-on-one?
Anything else to say more than just attract what you want to have in life. Are you laughing at me?
No, I'm laughing
no,
at
you.
I made a joke.
You're just making jokes.
Okay, probably not.
I didn't hear it either.
I didn't.
We're not repeating it. Okay. Please just keep going.
Let's roll
it's
on.
Okay.
Roll on, please. Thanks.
It's next. Okay.
It's Dad.
Am I next? All right, we're going to switch to 1980, the Olympics. Gabe, can you go ahead and play this piece of audio and let me know when you're ready?
Yeah, I've
and
got it.
I want to get your impressions of what you're hearing right now.
Petrov controls, back to Parlamov, skating in on the left side, into the American end, 55 seconds, but Mikhailov has the puck. Mikhailov sweeping in, out in front, backhander goes wide. I think Krejcman got just a piece of it. Mikhailov, back out to Billy Legendov. 43 seconds remaining. Morrow. Checked into the boards, it comes back to center ice. 38, 37 seconds left in the game. Petrov with it, the Americans on top, 4-3. Long shot, Craig able to get a piece of it to sweep it away. 28 seconds, the crowd going insane.
Listen to the crowd.
Karlamov. Shooting it into the American end again. Morrow is back there. Now Johnson, 19 seconds. Johnson over to Ramsey. Billy Legendov gets checked by Ramsey. McClanahan is there. The puck is still loose. 11 seconds. You've got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Morrow up to Schultz. 5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes! Unbelievable.
What does that do?
It's like hype energy.
Does that give you the chills?
Yes.
Or is this? I know what it means for Mom and I because Mom and I were there. Oh, what does that mean for you?
You were there.
I wasn't there.
No. You, around that time. What is that? Does that give you the chills or no?
Yeah, it does. It's I have to be really honest.
Yeah, you're not going to say anything bad.
I don't remember it.
You don't?
No.
You don't remember where you were?
No.
I was sitting on my basement steps. A carpet
crying.
Steps. No, watching through. We had little spindles.
It wasn't on, though, was it?
It wasn't on live.
Right.
So it was.
Why were you watching through spindles?
I was so excited. I was. I'm saying I wasn't sitting on the furniture we had downstairs because I couldn't sit still. I was so excited.
You guys weren't even a hockey family.
Well, this was the Olympics, so
Mom,
yes, we were.
Nice.
We watched hockey.
Mom, she's trying
no
to
one played hockey.
I'm getting bad vibes
family.
Over here. Getting
Mom's
some bad vibes.
Hockey vibes are really not good today.
I'm just saying.
Or yesterday.
I specifically remember exactly where I was to the seat while I was watching that.
What time of day was it that you were watching?
It was afternoon. It was like
I was
early evening,
in
maybe.
School.
No, it was. Yeah. It was
oh
after
my
you
God,
weren't.
Mom.
But anyway,
clearly means nothing to Mom.
Yeah.
So tell me honestly, you don't remember where you were?
No,
you're not,
I don't.
That's not anti-American.
I think it's great, and I do get chills when I see it, and I love to see that. But I honestly, I don't remember it happening.
Okay.
I have no recollection of it happening.
I would watch that every single day.
I wasn't even alive.
You weren't.
I get tears when I watch it because I just...
No, I know. And I'm not saying it's not a big deal. And I appreciate it. And I just don't remember it happening.
The impact that this had on America was unbelievable. To be in New York, to beat the Russians, you know, this wasn't even the championship game. They had to go on to beat the Finns. And Earlier this week, we had Rob McClanahan on Garage Logic, and he was a member. He scored the winning goal to beat what eventually would be the Finns in the championship game. He was a really good guy, and I highly recommend you go back and listen to the Garage Logic podcast with McClanahan. But he talked about the impact that this had, and when they were, Herb Brooks, when they were playing the Finns in the championship game, he went in to talk to the guys, and they weren't, I don't remember what the score was, but it was in between periods, and he went out and talked to Craig Patrick, his assistant coach, and said, you go in there and talk to them. I can't, they're not listening to me. So Craig Patrick went in there, and he goes, okay, guys, and all the guys says, hey, get out of here, Craig. Screw you. Get the hell out of here. We're not going to lose to the Finns. Whatever you're saying is BS. Get out of here. So he goes out to the hallway and sees Herb Brooks there, and Herb says, how did it go? And Craig says, they're good to go. We're all set. and they basically kicked him out of there, and they ended up winning. But it's just so it's something that we can be so proud of, and everybody is. And it was rated by ESPN the number one sports event in the century. In the 20th wow. century. And that beats a lot of, you had Joe Louis, Muhammad Ali, you had some great sport, but that was the number one event in sports history. And I get chills every time. I can't even talk about it. And I'm not even a hockey guy. I'm not even, but it was just,
what? It just makes you think, like, anything can happen,
Yes, you have to visualize that.
I bet they
had
some people, visualizing and projecting.
You
that.
Have to visualize.
Sophia, you have a connection to that.
Yeah.
The speech.
I have no idea what you're talking
about.
The
Herb Brooks speech.
You're going to take this to your grave.
Gave. Didn't you guys listen to that for hockey?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My gosh.
Well, it was like a speech. It was like, it's called Inspirational Sports Speeches. That's what it is on iTunes or...
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. That, yes. We started that when I was younger playing hockey, and it traveled through when I was older playing hockey, too. But it was like a compilation of inspirational sports speeches.
Oh, what?
So good.
Compilation.
Okay, thank you.
Is that it?
I didn't know if I heard it correct.
Yeah.
Wait, what is it?
Yeah.
What is it, McLaren?
Isn't it compilation?
No.
Compilation.
Oh, my gosh. No. Don't even try to come at me when you don't even know how to say it.
You know that Russian goalie?
Don't even do that.
Was 42-0.
He's 42 years old.
No. He had not. I mean, it was just everything about it. And this weekend, there was the Las Vegas thing, and then there was something downtown St. Paul yesterday for the hockey's greatest day. And, I've been lucky enough. We know Buzzy Schneider. Is a good friend of mom's brother, Eddie, and he's a really nice guy. And all those guys from the 80 team that I've met are just really humble guys. That's why hockey's great.
Hockey every is kid great. Should play hockey.
Just to learn the humbleness.
To learn everything, yeah. It teaches you so much beyond what a sport is and bonding and...
Even though some of the hockey guys we know are pretty arrogant,
Yeah,
a lot of them can
every
be
hockey... Yeah, right.
They're really good ones, but they also can play the humble card, too, and anyway.
Hard work beats talent, baby.
That's what I had. It was a great memory, and it's been celebrated over the weekend, and I would sit and I would watch the game over and over on that crummy ice. That ice is so bad at Lake Placid with the blue blotches in the corner, and it's just it's just a sense of pride. But what does it mean to you? 80, what does it mean to you? Does it mean, and you can say it doesn't mean much.
Well, we beat communists, so that's kind of what it means to
me. Okay, all right. How about you, Mame?
I mean, it's cool, but I'm not like, holy crap, this is the best thing that's ever happened, you're crying about it, can't talk about it. It's really cool, and it's awesome, and I'm happy for those guys, and it's cool, but I guess I can't connect to it as much because I didn't see it.
I appreciate that honesty. Because
I love it. It's America.
Because it was, to everybody that was around at that time.
This is, what is this, the eighth time?
Okay, this is what I'm saying. He's dismissive.
Dad and I will go watch Miracle
this
together.
You really think it's a big deal, and we can't have a lot of good conversation on it because it's really cool, and maybe if I was around when it happened, it would be a different kind of thing, but I wasn't, and it's hard to really relate to that, so.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my contribution to the program.
Oh my God.
All right. Dad's not talking for the rest of the podcast.
Thanks for sharing.
Thank you, hon.
We're going to move on to me, I believe. I just have a funny little note, being that McLaren is a first grade teacher, and this is a note written by a first grader, and actually, it's super impressive. McLaren, you have to see this. I'll show it to you. The boy's printing is beautiful. And the words that he is spelling, granted, it's not all spelled properly. And,
yeah.
But keep in mind, he's 6 years old.
Okay.
But he is mad at his teacher.
Oh.
Now, I'm sure McLaren can relate to that.
I probably wouldn't get a note. I would just get it yelled in my face.
Well, yes. The note reads, "Dear Miss James, I am angry of you because you took 25 of my hummingbird bucks." So at McLaren School, they have Benjamin E. May's bucks.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that is, you can equate to that. Okay, 25 of my bucks. All because I was talking to Connor. That's no big deal. I'm only six. I can't be quiet. Q-Y-E-T. All the time. And that makes you a thief. It gets weird. And a crook. And you are going to hell.
Whoa.
Not just hell, guys. Real hell. The burning one, because you a thief.
I want to meet this kid.
He says, "I worked hard for those bucks, and only and my only prayer in chapel today was that God gets you to hell fast."
This is
super
not,
fast.
Oh my gosh.
And there's a by the way here. Your new haircut is bad. Real bad.
You should go to hell for that.
I love this kid. I want kid in my classroom.
Isn't that the cutest thing you've ever?
That's so naughty.
Absolutely
but so
amazing.
I'm sure his mother was just dying.
The best part is he's in chapel praying for her to go to hell. Oh, buddy. Yeah, I love that.
I just saw that. The note has gone viral.
Wait, not only to hell.
Real hell.
The burning kind.
The burning kind.
If one of my students wrote me that note, I would be so proud of them that they wrote that huge lot. Like,
honestly, I'm going to pass it over to you.
Even if he is telling me to go right to hell and he's mad, I would be so happy that he took the time, A, to write the note and to write something that long as a first grader.
Would you give him back his 25
Look
hummingbird
at the printing
bucks?
Well, the printing is beautiful.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Too good?
Would you give back the Benjamin? You don't take
I
Benjamin.
Don't take,
e, yeah,
that's
you don't
something
do that.
Where
that's,
I...
Yeah, if they earn
maybe
it, they
they've got
it.
Something different here, but yeah, the kids earn that. I'll take something else away. I mean, I try not to take anything away just because it's not.
McLaren is a terrible teacher. She is extremely mean.
She is not gay.
No,
she's disciplined.
Sophia can attest.
She is very disciplined. In
her class loves
screams
her.
Screams the entire time.
I would be terrified of her.
Somebody won't be like sitting crisscross applesauce. You'll be like, sit crisscross applesauce right now.
You'll go to real hell.
Gabe, a lot of times.
Hang on, just keep going.
A lot of times they don't sit. When they're not sitting crisscross applesauce, they know how they should be sitting, and they're trying to test me.
Okay, who
and
cares?
Most of the time I'll let it go, but if someone has not been doing their job all day and they're choosing not, then I do get upset sometimes.
Not sometimes. It's everything they do.
They know what the expectations are, and they need to follow them.
This kind of one of my questions, I have a table topics, and it's, what's a belief you hold in which many people disagree? And one can be that McLaren, everyone thinks she's a mean teacher. She does not think she's a mean teacher.
I don't think she's a mean teacher either.
She's a mean teacher.
I expect a lot from my kids, and in order to do that, they need to follow up my expectations.
But you know what else? Gabriel, her kids love her.
Mean.
She's not mean. She's just intimidating and scary.
She's mean.
Wow.
Now I'm going to take a survey. Do you think Miss M is mean?
Yes, I do.
They can circle yes.
No one's
going
to want to say yes. Let that be your... everyone's going to be too scared.
Your morning meeting question of the day.
Do you think Miss M is mean?
Yes.
I should have done it for the sub on Monday.
Yes.
That would have been a poor sub.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah. That would be really funny.
Gabe, what is your question again? That's a hard question, Gabe.
What is a belief that you hold in which other people disagree with?
Lymphatic drainage. You guys think it's some holistic stuff.
What is a belief that you hold that other people disagree with?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you asking such a hard question?
these are good ones.
Well, are we trying to get political here or?
No,
we're not doing politics.
No.
I believe in a lot of self-healing stuff, and a lot of people don't think it's worth their time to take time to get to know their self.
Mm-hmm. You're right. I'd rather know somebody else more than myself.
I believe...
You need to work on yourself, and that's why I think this would be beneficial for you.
I believe that sugar and chocolate and poor eating habits do not lead to acne.
That is so false. He is so uneducated.
Sophia, you just got fished on to the max. Like, okay, that is an industrial fisher.
Because he was trying to fight me that your diet has nothing to do with acne. And that is so not true.
I think that...
You are what you eat.
I think that dairy is extremely healthy for you.
No.
I believe that eating healthy is true. Will keep you alive longer and... will make you live longer and be healthier. I do not believe it will save you from my back pimples.
Dad!
Gross.
Here, maybe you get this last right by my shoulder.
Disgusting.
That's rude.
Yeah, you need to educate yourself before you can talk about this again.
Okay.
Gotcha. I believe.
What do you believe?
No. I was going to make another joke about Sophia, but.
Oh.
Yeah,
no,
this has turned into rudeness.
Yeah, stop.
Can you repeat the question one more time?
What is a belief you hold in which other people disagree with?
Compulsive buying things for you, McLaren.
No, because
that's
a lot
not a belief.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you believe that if you want it, you just should have it right there, no matter how much anything costs.
Instant gratification.
McLaren believes that she isn't always like bitching at people. She
what
believes
a word
that.
To say. Complaining, crabbing.
Believes no, what?
You believe that.
What do I believe?
Think about at breakfast today, I was doing something with my arms.
That was obnoxious. You were slamming on the table.
No, I was not. I was actually clapping my hands. I was going
that
like
that made the whole table shake.
I had pancakes.
Okay. I was going like that.
I think we should not do this question because
all right, then here's the other one. Would you break the law to save a loved one?
Yes.
Yeah.
In a second.
Are you worried?
Which loved one?
this one might be stupid.
Everyone just said yes to that, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but what is the law? Like, would you kill someone?
Would you murder somebody?
I broke the law today.
What?
I didn't pay for parking downtown St. Paul. I did not pay for parking.
I think of it as like, would you lie about?
Do you have to on Sunday?
Probably. It's downtown St. Paul. It's the most messed up city in the world.
At the mayor. I would lie, like, on the stand or something, like, lie that you were with someone.
No, I don't think you can lie.
Really
can't perjure
like
yourself.
You would commit perjury.
I would commit perjury. Illegal.
No, you wouldn't.
Let's not go over what crimes you would commit.
Right.
I'd like to commit, I would not be able to kill someone.
I would steal a loaf of bread.
I don't think I could do that.
What are you, Jean Valjean?
Thank you.
What do you mean, kill someone? Well, in self-defense, somebody's in your house, you'd shoot him right between the eyes.
Well, right. Mom said she couldn't shoot someone.
Yeah, I still don't know if I could. I really don't know.
And I believe this firmly. If someone was coming in our house and trying to murder us, you're damn right I could take them down.
Shoot him right between the eyes or stab him right between that chest plate.
I'm coming upstairs with a full-on sword and I'm like,
listen to me. You guys are all talk. If you want to do this, you have to visualize this because in the moment, your adrenaline rush is going to be so high, you will shut down.
You know that fillet knife? You know that fillet knife? Have that bad boy right in between the bed.
Mom's got a knife next to her.
It's not going
to
happen. Your mind is going to go blank.
Right, after I shoot him and go, way to go, bro.
I have been confronted with a situation.
Yes.
Where I had somebody coming at me to do bodily harm.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
No, what?
And when he did that, I had a wood baton, billy club thing in my hand.
Yep, I remember that.
To defend myself with.
When was this, Gabriel, and who was this?
We don't need to go into those details.
Prior to mom and dad being married.
And thank God, getting into the car and shutting the door was an option, because I was going to hit him, and I didn't get a good hit, and I don't really think that I could have. And he did happen to get that from me.
It's not like Finley getting the ball.
But this story is really not funny, but I just imagine mom.
I think it's funny.
I know.
And I was able to, thank God, get into the car and also have somebody else there to take care of the problem.
And let me tell you, he took care of the problem.
He had a little weapon to take care of.
Is this Grandpa?
Gabe, quiet. We weren't giving away anything.
Came to the
and
rescue.
Gabriel.
No, that's enough. That's enough. Don't say anything more. Don't say anything more.
Yeah. I don't know that I'm just happened. Saying, though, I was confronted with a situation where I had to use violence, I guess. To,
fight
and
or
it
flight.
Was to defend myself, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't do
you
it.
You were probably also scared, though, in your mind.
Right. I chose flight. Over fight.
Fight.
But at that point, it's surreal.
I'm a flight over fight kind of guy. I can
fight.
You could see me when I put those rocket boosters on. I am gone. Fight. No chance you're ever going
near me.
Well,
here's my thing.
It's stupid for you to say that, McLaren, because you being a girl that's not
Sophia,
strong.
Imagine me trying to flight it. I'd be dead. I have to fight.
She can't run away. She can only lightly jog away.
I cannot flight.
Give me a five-second head start.
Yeah, there would be no flight for me. I have to fight.
She once lost a race to a boy who had to stop and tie his shoe. And McLaren still lost.
There is no flight. It's only fight.
I would want to be in a fight with Mame Dog. She would be one that would take care of business.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's confidence. It's. Are you messing with me? Because I will mess you up. I'm not. It's
Try.
Not a problem.
You
Let's
gotta
go.
Max their vibration.
I might get my butt kicked, but you know what? I'm not going down without a fight. I will mess
I
you up.
I am going
whoa,
down
whoa,
without
I'm
a fight.
Definitely
I'm just
not gonna
leave.
My butt kicked.
Yeah.
I will always choose flight over fight.
That would be That's my first cool-headed. Option, but second, it's like I'm not afraid. If I have something, I'll
I would choose flight.
But also. Ya. I will say, if someone was messing with one of my kids,
you would unleash.
That's not going to go over real well with Mama Bear.
Here's another kind of question that intertwines with this. Have you ever met one of your greatest fears?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Someone threw up on me at the bar.
Gross.
Throw up is my biggest...
How low on that is my fear level?
Yeah.
Like way down here.
Like a warm spray hit everyone on the dance floor.
Gross.
And everyone, we all to this day just pretend it never happened. What happened last night was not a thing. It didn't happen. No one got thrown up.
Do
on.
The upchuck.
Everyone was like.
The upchuck.
And then there's a guy in the group. I'm doing it.
I was just trying to pretend that someone had warmed up a drink in like a microwave or something. And someone spilled the warm drink. And that's what hit my arm.
A little hot toddy.
Yeah.
It smells like vile vomit.
Ew.
Yeah.
McLaren, what is yours that you've met?
I've met it quite a few times. Where you're just. Home somewhere at most I was with someone both times that someone breaks in and is trying to get you, and it was my own brother both times, but I didn't know that, and it's horrifying to me. Like if I'm home alone without like mom and dad, a parent, and someone tries to break in, I can't. If you guys are out of town, I can't even sleep in my room. I'm like on the couch, I barely sleep, I'm on high alert. It's like someone is going to murder me if I fall asleep, and it's terrifying.
Huh.
Yeah. So I'm never moving out.
For me, greatest fear for me happens quite often. I wake up and she's not in bed. Has she left me for good?
Dad! My God!
I know. I'm just snoring and she's sleeping on the couch.
That's not your biggest fear.
Is a fear when I wake up in the middle of the night and your mom isn't there and I wonder why. It's not like a great fear, like, I mean, the life is over, but it immediately wakes me up and makes me think, what is wrong? It's a feeling that I do not like, and then I realize that I'm snoring or I, you know, whatever, she couldn't sleep, but it's...
Which, by the way...
It gives me anxiety.
Two times last night, I got your attention when you were snoring. Yeah, and you actually woke up.
This can of worms?
And then I said, "You're snoring." And then you laughed and then just went right back to sleep. And that happened two times. And then the third time, I actually got you to wake up. I didn't have to leave the bed, thank God. You woke up, and I was not nice. I'm like, roll over right now.
Damn.
It's like you're the dog.
And there is a, is it a Progressive commercial out right now?
Oh,
where
God.
Where the guy holds
yes.
the sign, and he falls asleep with the sign on the couch, and the wife comes out and says... You fell asleep with the
with
sign.
With the sign. Again.
As he wakes
yes.
up, you fell asleep with the sign. No, I didn't.
Which is exactly what Dad would do.
Oh, but I have a fear of heights, but I haven't ever conquered my fear of heights or had to deal with that. I don't like to be on an 8-foot ladder, but that's pretty, that's not very
yeah.
exciting.
I'm just thinking when you got stuck on the roof.
That was not, that was high anxiety.
No, it wasn't even the roof. It was the garage roof, which is maybe 3 feet off the ground onto grass.
Yes, but when you
Wait,
are.
What? It was that roof?
Yes. He was on the actual
Matt,
roof.
You're 3 feet off the ground.
Funny, if you even, don't understand.
I could like jump the height from the ground to the garage.
Yes, when you're 15. When you're 50, you go, okay, I'm going to break my. Both of my kneecaps. I'm going to break my ankles. I don't have a. I'm not. I can't land well. Let's just put it that way.
So you know it's not landing.
We have some funny videos of you that we should post.
Not getting on, trying to get out of the boat.
Oh, Dad, trying no. to get out of the boat.
I'm
and trying to get out of the pool.
I am close to death on my last breath, drowning in the St. Croix River, trying to cling to a pontoon boat, and everybody is laughing and videotaping
me. With a gigantic spider chasing
yes,
after him.
Yes, and I am trying to get on the boat, and they're like, "Oh, look at Dad! This is so funny. Let's videotape
I'm
this."
Not joking.
And then trying to get out of the pool at Pool and Yacht Club in the deep end. And you guys, again, are videotaping me, and I can't get up. And finally, didn't I just go to the
He went to the ladder.
Yeah, you guys having fun
After
at my expense.
After several attempts.
That's my greatest fear, you guys having fun at my expense.
All yeah, right. That's a good one.
That's it? Are we all done here?
Yeah.
No, Mom didn't say hers.
Or Gabe.
Yeah.
Well, I've never confronted one of my greatest fears.
What is it?
I don't know. I've never confronted it.
Okay, well, tell us one of
what
your fears.
What are you scared of?
Snakes and spiders.
Gross.
I'm getting you a snake.
Scared of death. Ghosts.
Are you afraid of death? Why are you afraid of death? If you're death?
Because I don't know what's going to happen, and I don't like when I don't know what's going to happen.
Fear of the unknown.
Karma.
Yeah, I do have the fear of the unknown.
You
got to
have faith.
Mm-hmm. Gotta
yeah, it's still
keep
hard.
The faith.
When you go
it's
to your when you meet your maker,
it's a challenge, isn't it?
Your maker, St. Peter, will say, "Did you laugh at church when your dad made a $1 million pledge?" Because you were guilty because your shoulders are going like this.
Well, because all of a sudden, Dad gets all red and starts doing his weird mouth thing where he's trying not to laugh. And I saw him put something in there, but I just thought it was like $5. And I was like, "Dad, you did not put that in there." And
Dad
he looks at me and just goes,
"Dad is going to be in purgatory for a long time."
The Lord has giveth a sense of humorous, and I use it. That's not, that is not blasphemy.
All right.
Mom.
Any priest that listens to the family podcast, and there's many out there, will tell you God has a sense of humor. Yes, you need to have decorum at Mass, but during the offertory, it's not as if you're...
Do you know what God's saying
part
in heaven?
Mass.
Huh? We'll find out, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
All righty.
Any weekend preview? Do we have
weekend
anything that's
preview.
Coming up?
Wait, Mom didn't answer.
I don't really have an answer to that. Maybe I told what when I confronted a fear.
Oh.
I mean, a guy coming after you is pretty much every woman's fear.
Yeah, I'd be scared.
Not this one.
Spiders?
Not this guy.
Well, that's what she said, a
he's
woman.
He's about 50 years old and
Gabe,
he's
no,
stop.
4
Gabriel.
Feet tall.
Gabriel, stop.
Okay, and then I guess that's it then. Leap year.
Oh,
February
29th
will be this
week.
We're
going to the Wild game tonight.
Oh, yeah. We're going to the Wild game. Da-na-na-na. At leap year, anybody? Does that freak anybody out?
No.
You do anything
nope.
different on leap year?
I hope a baby's born on leap year.
I'm going to jump.
I would be so mad if I was born.
You're still the same age. Doesn't matter.
You know what I'm going to do on leap year day? Jump into March.
What? Oh, my God.
All right. catch you next time. Check us out on all social media. And remember, the Auto Show, March 15th. Check out the Auto Show online at TwinCitiesAutoShow.com or whatever their website is. TC Auto Show, I think, something like that. McLaren's being weird. So, Sophia, Mom's the only sane one of this bunch here.
Yeah. McLaren and I are vibing.
Catch you next time.